Create your distraction-free zone. Feeling overwhelmed by busyness? You're not alone. A whopping 61% of working Americans feel the same way. But here's the thing. You don't have to stay stuck in the chaos. Instead of being frazzled and forever playing catch-up, it's time to take control. Start by carving out your own distraction-free zone. This means saying goodbye to the constant buzz of busyness and focusing on what truly matters to you. Forget about trying to meet everyone else's expectations. Concentrate on your goals and dreams. Get your life together. Struggling to keep it together? These guiding principles will help you take control and thrive. Love yourself. Quit striving for perfection. Your humanity and be kind to yourself. It'll keep you calm and collected. Set boundaries. Don't overextend yourself. Learn to say no and protect your time and energy. Cope with failure. It's inevitable. Everyone slips up sometimes. Use setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow. Of all the people that you count on, you should be number one. Treat yourself like your own best friend. Honor your commitments to yourself as much as you do to others. You advocate for yourself. Don't neglect your own goals while helping others. Stand up for yourself and your aspirations. Determine your goals. Choose three big goals and make actionable plans to achieve them. Know your priorities. Define what matters most to you and focus your efforts accordingly. Know your needs. Figure out what makes you tick and how to stay motivated and productive. Aim for completion, no half tasks. Don't leave tasks half done. Complete them to free yourself from lingering stress. Embrace boredom. Take breaks and let yourself relax. Boredom can be a source of rejuvenation. Always self-evaluate. Evaluate what's working and what isn't. Set priorities for the next day based on your reflections. Preparation is a key. Stay ready for whatever comes your way to increase your chances of success. Celebrate the good stuff. Enjoy the good moments in life when they come your way. Stop getting ready to get ready. Stop procrastinating and start doing what needs to be done. Choose methods over moods. Don't let emotions dictate your actions. Stay methodical and deliberate in pursuing your goals. Use your time wisely. Time is precious. Use it wisely to make the most of every moment. Stop blaming others. Take responsibility for your actions instead of blaming others. Prepare for success the night before. To make the most of your time, get in the habit of planning your day ahead of time, starting the night before. This means deciding on the important things you need to get done tomorrow. Keep your to-do list short and sweet, with no more than 5 items on it. Focus on what matters to you. Begin your day by doing something just for yourself. This could be a hobby you enjoy, or a personal goal you're working towards. By starting with something that's all about you, you set a positive tone for the rest of your day. Arrange your to-do list according to your calendar and review your emails regularly. Follow through with your daily plan, but limit phone calls to 15 minutes each. If you get actionable tasks from calls, tackle them right away. Save personal tasks for after work. Compare your actual daily accomplishments with your plans and adjust your scheduling if needed. Don't fear failure. It's part of improving how you manage your time. Making changes to your organization and habits often involves some setbacks. You can't control unexpected bad events, but you can control how you respond. When bad things happen, pause, think, and learn from the experience. Figure out how to turn it into new chances or important lessons. SMART goals for success. To succeed, set SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Start with 10 goals for the year, then pick the top 3 to focus on. Memorize these 3 and keep them in mind. Utilize the YQMB process to set and achieve your goals effectively. Break down your 3-yearly Y goals into quarterly Q, monthly M, and biweekly B components. Since weekly intervals are too short for efficient goal setting and execution, focus on bi-weekly goals. Create an action plan to reach your goals. Begin with your bi-weekly goals, which directly contribute to your yearly goals. Identify 3 steps to accomplish each bi-weekly goal. Your fundamental action plan is to address tasks twice a month to progress toward your yearly goals. Organize your life efficiently. Keep track of your life with tools like Google Calendar if you use Gmail. Put all your plans, appointments, and goals on there. Tidy up your email inbox and try to keep it under 100 emails. Sort them by who sent them and file them away neatly. If you use a planner, use different colored pens to mark different kinds of tasks. For example, red for important stuff, blue for work things, purple for events, and green for everything else. Consider using a customizable bullet journal instead of a regular planner. Boost your productivity with the Pomodoro technique. Want to get more done in less time? Try the Pomodoro technique. Here's how it works. Break your work day into 25-minute chunks, followed by a 5-minute break. After 2 chunks, take a longer break of 15 to 20 minutes. Use a timer to keep track. This technique gives you focused work time and regular breaks to keep your mind fresh. It's a simple yet effective way to supercharge your productivity. Create a distraction-free zone. Distractions come in many shapes: phone calls, emails, texts, and unexpected visitors. To focus, make a space where distractions can't get to you. To boost your focus, carve out a distraction-free zone. Get all your tasks on your calendar so you know what to tackle and when. Invest in good headphones to play background music while you work. They'll help you stay calm and signal to others not to disturb you. To dodge distractions, switch off Wi-Fi, close unnecessary tabs and programs, and silence your phone. Say goodbye to news alerts, social media pings, emails, texts, and tempting shopping discounts. Set boundaries with coworkers and staff to limit interruptions. Social media can be a huge time suck, constantly bombarding us with notifications. Author Lauren Berger once found herself swamped with distractions: emails, messages, updates, and ads flooding her phone while she tried to work. It's crazy to think that on average, we spend 5 whole years of our lives on social media. But we can take back control. Think about why you use each social media platform. Are you there to connect with friends, stay informed, or just kill time? Be smart about how you spend your online hours. Don't let social media steal your time. Use it wisely instead. A teen's guide. Strive to eliminate disagreements and tension in your life. When conflicts arise, use these tips to handle them. Avoid the drama. You're not in high school anymore. Act maturely when facing problems. Be proactive and solutions-oriented. Talk with others to work better together. Confront the situation. Face them head-on. Cool heads prevail. It's hard to solve things when everyone's upset. Work together when things are cool. Self-evaluate. Think about why you're in this conflict. Practice active listening. Listen actively. Don't just talk. Try to understand the other person. Challenge yourself to fix the problem. Don't dwell on the issue. Bad moods won't help. Focus on fixing the problem. Take care of yourself for success. Creating a solid schedule and action plan is great, but it won't do much if you're not taking care of yourself. Your mental and physical health is super important. Without them, you might burn out. To stay mentally strong, it's okay to ask for help when you need it. If you're feeling down, give yourself a pep talk. Try to figure out why you're feeling a certain way and what you can do about it. And don't forget about your physical health. Eat healthy, exercise regularly, and make sure you're getting enough sleep. Some interesting ways of feeling relaxed. Make 2 plans per weekend. Instead of cramming your weekends, stick to just 2 activities to avoid FOMO, fear of missing out. Stop feeling weird about spending alone time. Don't feel strange about spending time alone. Everyone needs to recharge. Embrace boredom. Let boredom motivate you to explore new goals and projects. Go on walks. Even a short stroll can help reduce stress and bring clarity. Say no. Learn to say no to avoid being overwhelmed by others' demands. Achieving balance in life takes effort, patience, and a willingness to try different approaches. It's about finding what works best for you and committing to making it happen. By taking small steps each day, you can transform your life for the better. Managing your life better can lead to significant benefits like reduced stress, fewer worries, and a greater sense of control. You have the power to become the best version of yourself. Life can often feel overwhelming with its endless tasks and commitments. But it's crucial to carve out quality time for yourself every day. Finding a balance between work and leisure activities is key to overall happiness. Key points: prioritize self-care, set boundaries, and fail to thrive amidst the busyness. Plan smartly with the Pomodoro technique and SMART goals for effective time management. Create a distraction-free zone, switch off distractions, and set social media boundaries. Handle conflicts maturely, be proactive, and practice active listening for resolution. Prioritize mental and physical health, ask for help, and spend alone time. Simplify weekends, limit activities, and enjoy leisurely walks for stress reduction. Achieve balance, say no to overwhelm, and commit to self-improvement for greater control.